Thoughts on Amos. Amos chapter 4, verses 2 and 3, and then 6 to 11. Calamity. I wonder if Amos might have thought, I wish I could have a smoother message, a nicer message, a more pleasant message. I wish I could say something more amenable for this people. But no, there's no record of that. We know the people have got fed up with it. They told him, get down south, get out of the way. We don't want any more of this. We'll come to that. But this man goes on. We know, of course, there are preachers who say peace, peace, when there is no peace. They heal the wounds of my people, said God, lightly, slightly. They smooth over things, not Amos. I believe we need the ilk of Amos today. Let's see what he said here. Well, God, having spelled out Israel's sin, now reminds, because he said it before, is coming again. This man repeats himself. God repeats himself. He reminds Israel of the calamity. It's happened in the past and it's going to happen again. Judgment, punishment, warning. God is sovereign. That's how he opens here. Look at verse 2. The sovereign Lord has sworn by his holiness. The holy sovereign Lord. That's setting the stamp on the discourse here. That's saying what Israel needs to hear. They have to deal with the sovereign Lord, not with this little prophet. They have to deal with God, the Lord, in his holiness. I. Read the passage, 2 to 3, 6 to 11. And you'll see, coming over again, I was sent this, I did this, I withhold that, I do the other, I is God. But we are your chosen people. Yes, you are. You brought us out of Egypt, yes. You gave us the law, yes. You've given us prophets, yes. You gave us Moses, yes. 1 Peter chapter 3, judgment begins with God's people. It did in the old covenant, and it does today, my friend. The time will surely come, verse 2, when you will be taken away. Now, listen to this. You'll be taken away in nice coaches. You'll be taken away and given an ice cream tea. No, you won't. You'll be taken away with hooks. The last of you with fish hooks tearing into your skin. You will go straight out through the breaks in the wall. Rubble and ruins. Have you heard about the Battle of Stalingrad in the Second World War? That's what it'd be like. It'd be ruination for you, spiritually speaking and physically in the Old Covenant. Yes, God is holy. He will not allow his covenant to be mistreated as Israel mistreats it. Yes, famine will come, verse 6. I gave you empty stomachs. I've already sent famine. More famine is coming. In every city, lack of bread. And yet you have not returned to me. Drought, verse 7. Withholding the rain from them. Imagine what would that be in a dusty, dry climate, in a hot place. I've held the rain. Some people get it, but you don't. Yeah, one field has rain, but it's not worth anything. Another had none and dried up. Just small showers. No real rain. Pest and disease come. Terror comes. Look at verse 8. People stagger from town to town for water, but they did not get enough to drink. Many times I struck your gardens and vineyards, verse 9, with pest and disease, blight, mildew. Locusts devoured your fig and olive trees, and so on, and so on. We get this in the book of Habakkuk. The stalls are empty, the fields are bare. Have you done any gardening, any agricultural work, any horticultural work? And you sow the seed, and pests eat the plants, and disease strikes, blight and mildew. Death, overthrow, verse 10. Overthrew, some of you, verse 11, killed you. Plagues among you, pests and diseases. This is a terrible picture. This is the old covenant, of course. But my friend, do not be fooled by the prosperity gospelers. They love to quote the pleasant things about Israel. The post-millennialists, they love all these things. They love these places where they can find what they think is comfort and so on. They take the pleasant things of Israel. They should take the hard things too. A prudent man sees danger and takes refuge, but the simple keep going and suffer for it. Proverbs 22, verse 3. We mustn't be like that. My friend, I see danger on the road. I see we need prophets of Amos's ilk and stamp. This was deadly serious for Israel. I believe the equivalent, spiritually speaking, is waiting for us if we do not return. We have played fast and loose with the new covenant. We have mangled it and mixed it with everything, paganism and the old covenant. We need to get back to the new covenant and to the gospel and to Christ himself. May God grant us such a return and such a reform for Christ's sake. Amen.